Today is Tuesday, December 14th. We'll update you on the rescues and recovery in the aftermath of a once-in-a-century tornado outbreak. Also, the latest Supreme Court ruling about COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Plus, what's included in Apple's latest iPhone update, who was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year, and which movies and TV shows are dominating the upcoming award season. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy today. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Tornado survivors are picking through the rubble of their communities, hoping to find anything that outlasted the storms. And sadly, many of them are learning they lost everything except their lives. But even they have reason to be thankful, since dozens of others didn't survive last weekend's storms that tore through six states. As of this morning, the death toll is up to 88 people, 74 in Kentucky alone. The victims include parents, grandparents, a war veteran, a judge, warehouse workers, and several children. Officials expect the death toll to keep climbing, too, since many more people are still unaccounted for. But rescuers haven't given up hope. First responders, National Guard members, and cadaver dogs are searching through miles of wreckage for any signs of the missing people. It's a tough job, since a lot of their communities are so badly damaged, they're now unrecognizable. Officials in Kentucky say entire towns are now gone. Also, cell phone service is spotty, and tens of thousands of people are still without heat, power, or water. Officials say it could be weeks or longer until that's all restored. Even though Kentucky was the hardest hit state, the devastation stretched way beyond its borders. Several people were also killed and homes were lost in Illinois, Missouri, Tennessee, and Arkansas. It will also take surveyors time to figure out how powerful the tornado outbreak really was. But Kentucky's governor says he expects some of the tornadoes will ultimately be categorized as EF5s, which is the strongest rating. As bad as the storms were, many survivors have said they're ready to rebuild. President Biden plans to travel to Kentucky tomorrow to attend a storm briefing and get a firsthand look at the damage. But already, he's promising his administration will do whatever is needed to help people in the aftermath of the tornado outbreak. New questions have come up about a couple of businesses hit by storms. For example, why were so many people still working, even when a tornado outbreak was bearing down on them? And did they have safe enough places to take shelter? One of the companies facing those kinds of questions is Amazon. A tornado badly damaged one of its warehouses in Illinois, and six people died in the building. More were hurt. Now, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, aka OSHA, is on site investigating. Another business getting a lot of scrutiny is a Kentucky candle factory. It's a supplier for Bath & Body Works, as well as other well-known brands, and employees there were working around the clock to meet the demand of the holiday season, even as tornadoes were approaching. In fact, several workers tell NBC News their supervisors warned them if they left their shifts early, they'd be fired. Some left anyway, wanting to take shelter at home with their families, but at least eight others who were still in the factory died there, and more are still missing. Now, company officials say anyone could have left, despite what workers told reporters. For the second time in the last couple of months, the Supreme Court decided a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers can stay put. This time, the justices turned away a challenge to a rule in New York State. There, healthcare workers must get vaccinated, and there's no religious exemption or testing option. There's only one medical exemption for people who could get a rare but severe allergic reaction from the vaccines. A group of doctors and nurses sued over that, saying a religious exemption is needed too. But the high court threw out that suit. Just last month, the court denied a similar request from Maine healthcare workers. Speaking of vaccine mandates, the U.S. Air Force ended up discharging 27 people who refused to get their COVID-19 shots. Officials believe they're the first service members to be removed for not getting vaccinated. Remember, the Pentagon requires vaccines for all members of the military, although they can claim medical or religious exemptions. More than 500 American gymnasts who were assaulted by a national team doctor are finally getting some compensation. Already, the former doctor, Larry Nassar, is serving what amounts to life in prison for sexually abusing them. And now, USA Gymnastics and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee have agreed to a settlement worth $380 million. That's one of the largest settlements ever in a sexual abuse case, and it will help cover medical care needed because of what the gymnast went through. The settlement has other provisions, too. For example, USA Gymnastics Gymnastics has to give at least one of the survivors a seat on its board. After agreeing to the settlement, both USA Gymnastics and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee apologized to the athletes yesterday for failing to protect them. The White House is fast-tracking a plan to build a nationwide charging network for electric vehicles. This multi-billion dollar effort was already authorized last month when Congress passed a bipartisan infrastructure law. And now the Biden administration says it has a goal of installing 500,000 charging stations from coast to coast by the end of this decade. That's going to be a big increase since right now there are fewer than 46,000 public charging sites in the U.S. Next up, the administration is holding meetings with state and local governments, American manufacturers, and environmental and civil rights groups to help guide the work. And Vice President Harris says the government is focusing efforts especially in rural, disadvantaged, and hard-to-reach locations. President Biden has also set a goal that electric cars and trucks should account for half of new vehicles sold by 2030. More news is coming up, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy, to talk about BetterHelp.
Is something stopping you from achieving your goals? I've had moments in my life where I realized fear or at other times burnout was preventing me from doing my best work and being my happiest self. But when you get to the core of what's going on, you can do something about it. And BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and help match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And if you don't like your match, you can easily switch counselors until you find the right one for you. Then you connect in a safe, private, and convenient online environment. It's also up to you whether you communicate via text, a phone call, a video session, or all of the above. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. And of course, anything you share is confidential. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
A new study from Harvard researchers found lower vehicle emissions saved thousands of lives in the U.S. alone. They studied the impact of tougher regulations that cut down the amount of soot coming from cars. To do this, they looked at nearly a decade's worth of data. And they found, in 2017, about 20,000 people died from traffic-related pollution. That's actually a big drop from 2008. And researchers say if emissions per mile traveled stayed at the 2008 levels, more than 48,000 people would have died in 2017. In other words, more than 28,000 lives were saved just that year. On top of that, researchers say there were big economic benefits from lower emissions. They say the U.S. saved $270 billion. There's been another significant ransomware attack. This time, hackers hit the Virginia State Legislature, or at least the IT agency that works with them. One state official said many of the computer networks shut down in the hopes of stopping the ransomware from spreading. And it comes at one of the busiest times of year, as state lawmakers are preparing for their session to start next month. Remember, ransomware is a type of malware hackers use to lock up computers so they can demand money to unlock the systems and data. At this point, reports say it could take a few days before they know what was compromised. Apple released its latest software update for iPhones this week, and this one has a lot of new features and bug fixes. For example, with iOS 15.2, you can call emergency services without dialing. You just have to hit the side button 5 times. Messages have an update too. So once parental control has been activated, the iPhone will look for nudity, blur those images, and warn the child they might not be appropriate. The update will also let you send an email without revealing your email address, like when you have to contact a marketer. There's also a new Apple Music voice plan. For about $5 a month, it will give you access to all Apple Music tracks through Siri. And that's just a few examples of the many new features coming to quite a few apps and services on iPhones. Software updates were also released for MacBook computers, iPads, Apple TVs, and Apple Watches. Time Magazine's 2021 Person of the Year is Elon Musk. It's a year that saw his electric car company, Tesla, become the most valuable car maker in the world. And his rocket company, SpaceX, made history with several firsts, including sending an all-civilian crew to space. Musk is also the richest person on Earth. Time gives the Person of the Year title to the person it sees as having the most influence over the last 12 months and embodying what was important about the year, for better or for worse. Outside of Elon Musk's actions and contributions through his several companies, he's also become known for his tweets that can send cryptocurrency prices way up or way down. Some of the best TV shows and movies were recognized this week when nominations were revealed for both the Golden Globes and Critics' Choice Awards. Let's start with the Golden Globes. The movies The Power of the Dog and Belfast led the nominees. The HBO drama Succession got the most nominations for a TV series. At the Critics' Choice Awards, Belfast and West Side Story dominated the movie nominations. The Critics' Choice TV nominations were announced last week. Like at the Globes, HBO's Succession scored the most nods. Both the Golden Globes and the Critics' Choice Awards will air on January 9th. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, here's Erica again with today's sponsor.
I'm always so excited to talk about KiwiCo because we love it in our family. It makes learning fun for kids and takes the pressure off the parents to figure out what to buy that's going to keep your child busy, happy, and challenged. KiwiCo crates will cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity with new science, art, and geography projects delivered to your door every month. From discovering the science of magic to engineering a domino machine and more. My son Dax is a bit too young still for all of that, but we still love getting our KiwiCo crates with toys and activities that are perfect for his age and his development. And really, now is the perfect time to talk about KiwiCo because you can also give a KiwiCo subscription as a gift and it'll keep on giving with hands-on learning all year long. So this holiday, don't just teach kids how to buy, teach them how to build. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KIWICO, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY.
Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what is the largest land mammal alive today? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Find and follow us at NewsworthyPod. Just look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, which natural disaster is measured with a Richter scale? The answer is an earthquake. The Richter scale was developed in 1935 by Charles F. Richter. It rates the magnitude of an earthquake, which is essentially the size of a quake at the source. And the Richter scale grows by powers of 10. Or in other words, an increase of 1 point means the strength of the quake is 10 times greater than the level before it. So a 7.0 earthquake is 10 times stronger than a 6.0 quake and 100 times stronger than a 5.0 quake. The strongest quake in recorded history was a 9.5 quake that struck Chile in 1960. But most earthquakes are extremely small and can't even be felt by humans. Though it's worth noting, while the Richter scale was the first widely used method, experts say it's actually not very accurate for large magnitude earthquakes. So today, the preferred method for the big ones is called the Moment Magnitude Scale. All right, thank you for listening today and every day. I love filling in, but Erica should be back tomorrow with another news roundup. Until then, have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.